Hello, Flossie. How are you tonight? Or today, whatever this is. I hope that this tape gets to you by Christmas, because this is going to be your Christmas gift. It's been rather chilly out here for Christmas time, I guess. It's been raining for 3 or 4 days, and the temperature must be around 50 or 60, but it's pretty cold for me. I'm sure it'd be warm for you, but I think I'm getting acclimated to this climate now, and I've been feeling very good and comfortable. I hope that you feel as comfortable as I do this Christmas. I wish I had that big fur coat to give you for a Christmas gift to keep you warm, or I can't be there. But you've got your electric blanket and you've got your little dog, so you should be mighty comfortable. I hope you enjoy these tapes as much as I enjoy making them, because I get a kick out of sitting here and talking into this microphone as though I'm talking to you. There's not as much fun, of course, but it's the closest thing that I can get besides the thoughts that I send. And I'm sure that you appreciate them as much, appreciate getting them as much as I appreciate making them. I've been real busy the last, 2 weeks, busier than usual. We have an awful lot of visitors come this way, and some of the big shots from Washington have been coming out, and we've been trying to brief them on our refugee problems, and everyone in the world, I suppose, is interested in the refugee problem. And here I am right in the middle of it, exactly where I want to be, doing the things that I'd like to do, filled with activity every day in a strange land, strange people, sort of a strange life that I'm living, sometimes very frustrating, sometimes I'm almost want to throw in the towel. But we have a pretty good group here, and we're trying real hard to get the Vietnamese to learn our ways of doing things, and it seems as though we have in this province 3 very good principal characters in the program: the province chief, the province refugee chief, and the province welfare chief. I'm working with the province refugee chief and the welfare chief, and they seem to be willing to do what I suggest, except I have a little trouble with my language, but I have the 2 French-speaking assistants, as I wrote you about, and they help a very great deal. You'll never guess what I got today in the mail. Got a nice letter from you, and 2, 3 big packages. 2 great big ones from the little gal who made up the dolls and sent them over, and the little one from you. I don't know whether this little Richardson gal told you what they were sending or let you look at them before they sent them, but they sent 2 big boxes of rag dolls. Oh, maybe there's 20 in there. And I took them right down to a friend of mine who runs a mission. And because there are so many hundreds of thousands of these kids, I have to stage the event so that The ones that get them will be winning a prize or something, and if I just give them out to an orphanage, some would get some and some wouldn't. So we've made a little arrangement that this missionary will award these little dolls to the winners of a contest he'll have for this Christmas on the Bible or something like that, on their knowledge of the Bible. So the winners will then get a little doll, and I'll have the opportunity to get some pictures taken so that I can send Maggie Richardson and her girls, her girlfriends, so they'll see where their little dolls went and see how many little girls they made happy by their work. The dolls are real nice. I think they're very original, and the people that seen them think a lot of them. The missionary said that he thought they were very good gifts, and so I think the girls have done a fine job. Tell Maggie Richardson that I'm pleased to do this, and I think probably this week sometime before Christmas I'll get to give the dolls out, and we'll be able to send her some pictures right after that. I'll send them to you and you can send them to her. But the gift that I got that knocked my eye out was a beautiful watch. It's a Vourand, and it's got the days on it. I just about bought one last week up here in the PX, but it wasn't, it was a Timex, and I was waiting for a Japanese model to come in. And here you sent me this lovely watch with the very thing I wanted on it. Of course, it's an awful lot more than I would have paid for one, but guess what I did with my old one? My refugee chief, who has a tremendous job on his hand and only makes about $150 a month, was sitting there with me. We have our offices together now, and I opened this and it was so beautiful, and he's been asking about a cheap watch that he could buy for $10 or so. I was going to buy him one for Tet anyway, but I took this other watch off that you gave me several years ago that you bought over in Anspaugh's in Lafayette, and I said, here's your Christmas gift, Mr. Kwong, and a happy and merry Christmas to you. And boy, his smile lit up on his face, and he said, merci beaucoup, Mr. Williams. Thank you very much. He doesn't speak too much English, and he speaks French. So between Vietnamese and English and French, I'm becoming quite proficient in getting the message across. And since he's my friend now, he listens a little closer than he used to. I just listened to a piece of this tape, and I could hear my tape deck playing in the background. I hope it isn't too loud or distracts you from the what I'm saying, but I've gone this far on the tape, and I don't want to go over it again because my news tape is something I don't want to destroy again, because it's a little bit hard to make. I'll go over on the other side of this tape now as soon as it runs out. And by the way, I hope you're not having any trouble in getting these tapes run off if you've got a little machine. If you don't have one, go down and buy.